Welcome to the podcast of New Creation Christian Center. I am Pastor Marquise Franklin, and I am excited that you would take the time to listen to our latest sermons and what God is doing in this ministry. New Creation Christian Center is in Seattle, led by Pastor Harold and Annis Franklin. And our statement is, come as you are and be transformed by the word of God, as stated in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Now, I don't know what you're going through, but I want you to be encouraged by the word of God that is going to be shared today. Check it out and share it with somebody that may need it. Now, let's get into this week's message.
You're here today, my good friends. You know, it's a challenge, because I don't believe it's hard. I think we have a transgressor, it's hard. But I think it's a challenge in this life. You know, I was doing some reading. The man said that the name devil means to devalue. And I thought about that. And I started looking at the entire Bible and everything the devil did to the heroes of the Bible was to devalue the individual that claimed to love the Lord. Amen? So consequently, what we have going on in our life is the devil trying to devalue your spiritual life. I mean, in every way. The gay agenda. I ain't afraid to say that. The gay agenda is to devalue what we believe in our lives. You know, I mean, and the agenda is so powerful in this world. It's in the political system, it's in the court system, now they're in the school system. But the devil is a lie. And we have to be able to see him for what he's doing. We just can't sit back as believers and say it's not us because we're in the church. You better smell the coffee. Because this is insanity that this world got going on. But it's all about devaluing what the word of God has said. But you know what's nice about it? Everything they try to devalue proves out the word of God. He said in the last days, the world was going to wax worse and worse. And I'm seeing stuff I ain't never seen before. You know, I don't even understand it. You know, I mean, we got things going on that has never happened before. This type of stuff went behind closed doors. But the devil is so brazen and bold that he puts it in our face. Like they tell, the news said today that they were going to do this behind closed doors. Nobody ever told us they were going to rob us behind closed doors. But that's all they're doing. So when we look at this, if you're professing Christ this morning, the enemy is trying to devalue your life. He's always going to bring something up to compare and compete about what you believe in. This morning, I want to speak a little bit. You know, when you get old, you start just thinking that's on your mind. You got to say it. Me and my wife gets into heated arguments. And if we don't write it down, we ain't going to remember what we was arguing about. But the God I know is a good God. He brought me through in spite of. He blessed me in spite of. When they thought I was dead, in spite of them, I'm still here. Come on and tell God thank you this morning. When we look at what's happened in our lives, somebody said, but God. If it had not been for Jesus changing my situation, turning things around, Somebody say, but God. It had to be a God bigger than what the devil is in this world today. Oh, God, I love the Lord today. I love the Lord. I had a powerful week. Usually I take a nap every day. I raced that car home to take my nap, Pastor. And I don't care who I speak to. When I 11:30 get, I'm gone. I'm asleep. But every day this week, I had an appointment. I had to do something. And so every day I was asking my wife, "Is it Friday?" She said, "No, it's Tuesday." Let's turn today in Matthew 4. And I'm going to go through this, and then I'm going to work these scriptures to describe to you scripturally. How many of y'all open your Bible every day? Okay, if you're a believer, you need to open your Bible every day. If not, you're starving your spiritual existence. The Word of God is to assist you in living. You know, we went around here wondering why things are the way they are in our lives. It's in the Word. We have to spend more time in the Word instead of in these soap operas and on Facebook. I mean, if we would get into this Word, a lot of our issues would come solved and clear. So, brothers and sisters, let's get into the Word. Let's just not wait to get to church to dust that Bible off. Open your Bible every day and ask God to lead you. I have to do it. I have to do it. I mean, because the old man is dead, but I'm still carrying that carcass. You know? So I have to constantly have the Word of God, fresh manna every day. Say amen when you have Matthew 4:1. Is it up there? Can you do that for me? All right. This is a scripture that we all should read because it really, 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 really will describe what you're going to go through. All right? Then was Jesus led up of the Spirit into the wilderness. God's Spirit took him to a place to be tempted. God's going to put you in situations that you're going to be tempted. How many believe that? Ain't none of y'all been tempted, huh? All right. And when he had fasted 40 days and 40 nights, he was afterward and hungered. And when the tempter, who is the devil, came to him and said, "If thou be the Son of God, command these stones to be made bread." See, this is what the enemy will do to devalue. Why would the Son of God do a cheap trick for the devil? And this is what he's asking you to do. But Jesus did what? He went into the Word. It is written, man should not live by bread alone, but by every word proceeded out the mouth of God. Where is that at? Where is that? The Bible? Where is the Bible? The Word is in the Bible. I got to be clear, huh? Do I need to make signs while I'm up? We need to get the Word in us so that we can fight a fair fight. Well, let me call it a fixed fight. When we're dealing with the devil, we have to have the Word. But he's not through. He said, then the devil taketh him up. The devil will take you to a holy place and set him on a pinnacle of the temple and put you in a high place where people can see you. And said unto him, if thou be the Son of God, cast thyself down, for it is written, he shall give his angels charge concerning thee in their hands, and they shall bear thee up, and lest any time thou dash thy foot against a stone. Look what Jesus said. Let me go to the scripture. He said, it is written, thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. The devil will tempt you to harm and kill yourself. He tempts you to test you to see if you're prepared to withstand the temptation. Anybody ever been depressed in here? Yeah, but Jesus said, we know that we've been delivered. We know that we can't be possessed because we were purchased by the blood of God. We can be oppressed, but we can't be possessed. Come on and tell God thank you. I suffered with depression for a long time. Hit it. Walked around with a smile and felt like I was by myself for years until I met a man. To turn the things around and said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. You're no longer just my friend. You're my brother. Jesus took up the loneliness. Jesus turned around the self-afflicting thoughts. Jesus made the move with his word. Come on and say the word. And then said, finally, the devil taking him up into an exceedingly high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and the glory of them. Sometimes we look at how Beyonce and Jay-Z is living and saying, man, if I could do it like that, you know. But then I look at how Michael Jackson was living. You know, we get so high and we stop looking at God and start looking at things. You can go to hell with things. You can go to hell with things. But when we start looking at Jesus, and he said, get thee hence, Satan. For it is written, once again the word, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall thou serve. This is what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to worship things and serve him. I was thinking the other day, man, I'd like to have some more money. You know, we need some money on here. And we all think that. And the opportunity come up, and you really gotta ask God, is this worth it? I got a job that I can basically make as much money as I want if I just go to work. They want you to work Sundays, Saturdays, 14-hour days. You know, but I tell them I ain't built for that. You know, I'd have had half my foot cut off in slave days because I ain't going some days. Sometimes we got to make our minds up, for God I live and for God I die. If we can get up sick and go to work, we can get up sick and go to church. If we can find time to find a guiding light during the week, we should find time to pray. Come on, somebody. We start making a reason why we can't, but I want to make a reason why I can. We start making a reason why I can't, and I have to say why I must. Some of the situations I've been going through, I must tell Jesus. I need him to do something for me. I need him to make a move for me. Hallelujah today. Am I getting too loud, Pastor? It's the way I feel. I feel loud today. Somebody got to step up and say, God, make a change in my life and let me be a change. I was so excited this week. I went to work and they had a memo for me. Usually I'm in trouble. Yeah, I ain't had nobody say good morning or God bless you one time at my job. So they had this memo. So I said, oh, now what have I done? I ain't ran nobody over. I ain't hit another bus lately, you know. I mean, what have I done? And it was a 2-paragraph letter that a passenger wrote. He meets us every morning with a smile and something good to say, and he's conscious about us getting on the bus and blah, blah, blah. And they said, then they mentioned my name and sent it in to Metro, and Metro said it's a commendation. And then, of course, the devil said, did you have a family reunion this weekend? Because they wrote this up for you. You need to have somebody testify to you about you. Because when I read that, I said, that's not me. That must be the God in me. Because in some mornings, I don't feel like smiling. You know, sometimes my beard grows so long, I can't even see my smile. But God is putting something in you so you can do something for somebody else. You got to come out of this, I'm just living saved for me. No, you're living saved for the world. You're a light on a hill. You're the only Jesus to some people. You're the only scripture to other folks. You have a responsibility to take up the armor. Must Jesus bear the cross alone? You got a cross. You got a cross. And you can't carry that cross unless you get the word in you. You can't make a move. You don't know what to do. You'll stay in confusion. You'll stay disgusted because you don't have a word in you to guide you. Come on and tell God thank you. If it ain't right, say ouch. God wants you to be something. God wants you to be something in him, for him, and with him. But you can't do it if you don't have a word to protect yourself from the devil. And you know what? You don't have to know it verbatim. You ain't got to be like Pastor. That's his job. You ain't got to be like Sister Woodley, who when I married her, I said, man, this is a walking Bible. I mean, just every time you say something, she had the scripture. You know, and I asked God, I said, look, can you help me? How can this woman know all these scriptures? Well, 17 years of Bible college helped. 17 years of opening her Bible every day helped. You know, you need the scriptures to come up. He said he hid it in his heart. He hid it in his heart because he didn't want to sin. He said that I might not sin. Thy word have I hid in my heart. How many got it in your heart today? You know, because you know the folks that's rucking around here that don't have it in their heart, they doing something. They're struggling. They're struggling about saying it ain't the way you can do it. It don't take all that. They're struggling because they don't have a concept. Let's use that word. The concept of Christ.
We're just halfway through this sermon, but our prayer is that God is already speaking a dynamic word to you personally. But don't keep it to yourself. We need you to testify. We want to hear what God is doing. Give us a call or text us at 425-686-8197 to let us know what God is doing. If you're on Facebook, contact us at facebook.com/newcreationcc or on Twitter at newcreationwa. Now, let's tune in for the second half of this sermon.
You know, first of all, Christ was a man. But he's not here now, so he's a spiritual man. And the spiritual man to the world has to be a concept. Because the eyes are blind to the spiritual knowledge. But the concept is there. And if you can get the concept to the non-believer, the spiritual light will open up his eyes. If you can get that Christ died and was raised, and the sin debt has been paid, your open eyes will happen. The world can't understand what you're talking about, that I'm sin free. Okay, you know, this is I should say that the penalty of sin is not on me. Because a man died on a cross for me. Old friend of mine was at a setting, my grandbaby's birthday, one of my grandbaby's birthday, and we was over there. And so, you know, I don't see a lot of folks. I mean, there's folks that call themselves my friend I haven't seen in ever for years, you know, and had no interest in seeing them. This individual came up and told me about some dirt I had did. You know, and instead of trying to defend myself, I said, yeah, I probably did that. That's the way I was. But I've been forgiven, and I hope you can forgive me too. That shut that situation up. When you know you're forgiven, if they're accusing you, it might have happened or might not have happened, don't get into a debate. When I asked God to forgive me, I was serious about all of it. Now, this is the other piece of this, and I'm not going to be up here long. The other piece of this is that when we sweep the house clean, sisters, you know about this. When you clean your house up, you don't put stuff in a box that is trash in your life and store it in a closet nowhere. Is that all right? When you accept Jesus Christ to clean your spiritual house, you start getting rid of stuff. Well, I'm going to pack these cigarettes up. Well, I'm going to pack this Hennessy up. I'm going to put my crack pipe away. You know, I'm going to set these rolling papers in the drawer over here. Does that mean you through? You really got to ask yourself, am I through or am I just giving lip service? And then when you ask that, am I forgiven? Have I accepted the forgiveness? When you truly accept forgiveness, you don't want to sin. When I first got saved, I didn't want to hurt nothing. I see a bug on the ground, and big old me would walk around the bug. You know? But because I didn't know to keep the word in me, if I saw a bug, some days I'd step on it. And some people. But that same freshness of salvation, you can ask, say, Lord, one more time. Feel me one more time. Put me back where I first met you. Turn things back around. Change me, Lord God. Hallelujah, this morning. We need to seek the freshness of Jesus Christ. To always know that what we do for him will last. And that what we used to be, we're not that no more. Hallelujah. We're going to move into the right direction. No matter where this world is going, we are going with Christ. Come on and tell him thank you. This word of God is right. This word of God is right. I can't pledge my allegiance to the flag no more. I pledge my allegiance to Christ. On this rock I stand. I believe that the only thing that's going to last is Christ. You know, people saying we ain't got to do it this way. The gospel in Jesus is the same today, yesterday, and forever. Whatever it took for you to make that decision, you got to make that decision every single day. Every single day. You know, I mean, the devil's on his job all the time. You might not be on yours, but he's on his. He's looking That's right, and waiting. Praise God. He's looking for you to slip up so they can say, I thought you were saved. That's that devaluation. That's it. The devil wants to get a chance to say, oh, you ain't nothing. You just like the rest of them folks. Let me tear you down. Girl, come on over my house. This is what they should. Come over my house. Let me put you down. You know, I mean, if you really listen to some folks that don't know God, they want you to come around so they can tear you down. How are you questioning? You know, old song that said, is my living in vain? I'm not asking that. He's done too much for me. I can't tell it all this morning. Jesus used the word. Isn't that something? Jesus, who is the word, used the word. We need to get the word in us. We cannot make it operating without it. We cannot make it. You know, we think we got it. You know, old preacher preach when I think I is, that when I ain't. When I think I got it all under my control, that's when I'm at my weakest point. This morning, church, consider yourself on trial. Consider your walk because of what you profess to be a test. And don't think it not strange when fiery trials come up against you. That's just part of it. You are being perfected in this life so you can be a citizen in the life to come. I kind of like what they told me. They said, boy, you got to get your learner's permit down here so you can drive in heaven. That's all we're doing. And Christianity is an experimental religion. How do I know that? He said, try me. Experience me. And won't you see, I open up the windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing. And do what? Do the impossible. Pour it out that you won't have room enough to receive it. This is what he'll do. Do you believe the Bible this morning? If you believe the Bible, you need to trust in God. This scripture, what is it, Romans 4 and 1? I think it was Romans 4. What was that? I know, Hebrews 4 and 2. For unto us was the gospel preached, as well as unto them. But the word preached did not profit them, not being mixed with faith in them that heard it. You got to have a word, and you got to mix it with some faith. Isn't that a good scripture? That's simply said. Everybody in this room hearing the gospel, but not everybody's going to mix it with faith. Isn't that something? Everybody going to the airport ain't going to get on the plane. Same thing. When we look at this and look at where we're at, it's an individual affair. I can't mix it for your faith. All I can do is deliver it. This morning, God is asking you and telling you, you got to have faith and you got to have the word to live this life. You got to have faith. It starts with mustard seed faith. But if you ever went to Lebanon and saw what a mustard seed tree looked like, it's one of the biggest trees in the world, isn't it? Yeah. We need mustard seed faith. Then try them a little bit. And then when it comes to the turn to really try them a big bit. But you know what? He will put you in a situation that you don't have a choice but to try him.
cry out, Lord, look at Peter. Peter was on the boat, and he looked around. He was all right, looks like he looked at Jesus. But he looked around, and all the ships was bouncing on the water, and then he saw Jesus walking toward him, and he said, Lord, bid me to come. And it's just like stepping out that boat, off this platform, into the air. This is what he had to do. And as long as he kept his eyes on Jesus, as long as you keep your eyes on Jesus, you'll be able to walk this water. But when you take your eyes off of him, you better know how to pray. Peter did a prayer, Lord, help me. And this is what we need to be about. Stand with me, please. I hope this did somebody some good. Because this has been on my heart. I want to be what God wants me to be. But I know I can't be unless I surrender to it. I can't be unless I put myself in the way of being blessed. And that's through this word. Amen? Everything in this Bible is real, y'all. It really is. Coming from a world of smell, touch, and taste, it's hard for the natural man to accept the fact of dying and being risen. It's hard for the natural man to understand what Nicodemus couldn't understand, being born again. Once you're born again, all is forgiven and everything is new. Hallelujah. This is our day to ask God to come on in and take up residence. We've swept our house clean. Now let God come in and take charge. There is nothing stronger than God. The devil cannot do what he wants to with you. You've been purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ. And I believe that. I'm standing here this morning trusting God that he moves in the right way in my life. Father, these are your people. These are your chosen ones. These are the ones you've placed here to represent you. Lord, equip us with your word today. Let this word in us spring up like the rivers of water. Oh God, that we might be able to take somebody to the living water where Jesus can renew their sins. Jesus can do something new for them. We've tried it on our own. We tried drugs, we tried alcohol, we tried talking to people, tried not talking to people. Now why don't you try Jesus today? You don't have to go and do no outside emotional movement, but you got to make a move on the inside so that it can be seen on the outside. Lord, I pray that the word today will touch someone, and that not only they're touched, but they can go and touch someone. In Jesus' name, come on and give God a hand praise and tell him thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's sermon, and we pray that you are impacted to become the new creation that God desires. We at New Creation Christian Center invite you to come join us for service Saturday at 7 p.m. or Sunday at 11 a.m. located at 5150 South Cloverdale Street, Seattle, Washington. Also, feel free to visit us online at newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are and be transformed by the Word of God.